For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. In October, the County of Mendocino hired a consultant, Dr. Robert Marbot, to study the homeless population and make recommendations. Last week, Marbot presented his findings and recommendations to the Board of Supervisors. He spoke again on Thursday night in Ukiah, where a man who identified himself as a professional hobo sang about the reactions he gets for being unwashed.
I'm the vagrant. Catch a whiff of this bendel stiff. Is it true you won't share a pew with me?
Methods of counting homeless people and defining homelessness vary widely. Last year's point-in-time count turned up over 1,200 homeless people in Mendocino County, including those in emergency and transitional housing. Marbot came up with a high count of about 340, plus some who are not homeless, per Housing and Urban Development's most recent definition. It's worth mentioning that HUD has revised its final rule for defining homelessness at least twice in the past 10 years. Marbot made a few findings he said he's never seen elsewhere. One is that a little more than half the county's homeless people have been homeless for between 1 and 5 years.
Once you get to 1 year, your chance of recovery drops. The best time to ever help a person experiencing homelessness is in that first 365 days. Once you get to 1 year, it drops. Once you get to 2 to 3 years, it precipitously drops. So in other words, you have this bulge in this curve here, and if you don't start getting people to graduate and creating an environment of graduation, that will become a permanent party for you, for this community. So that bump you see is an increase at a clinical level will be with you until people start passing away.
Marbot advised a zero-tolerance approach to encampments, which he said present health, fire, and environmental hazards. He also suggested siting and impounding vehicles, especially vans, which he said often belong to people who are not experiencing HUD-defined homelessness. A formerly homeless man named Aeolian expressed concerns about violating people's rights.
There's a bunch of civil liberties issues with that. If you don't have alternatives for people and they're living in encampments, and then you're breaking up their encampments, I mean, what are you doing with people's ability to survive?
Marbot said he always advises compliance with Pottinger versus Miami, a class action suit that was filed in 1988 on behalf of about 6,000 homeless people. The plaintiffs accused the city of violating their constitutional rights by seizing their property and punishing them for performing life-sustaining activities in public. You'll hear a few audience questions off mic.
And what Pottinger simply states is if you are removing a service, you have to have the opportunity for that service. You waste lawyer money and you're going to lose in court.
But what's the realistic solution for housing and versus busting up encampments if there's no housing?
I openly say you got to open it, you got to create more shelter beds in Ukiah.
So you're saying do the shelter beds before you start busting up?
Yeah. And my report clearly says that.
Marbot found that a little over 60% of the homeless people in Mendocino County have family connections here, while about 38% are from out of town. He advised the county to prioritize the two-thirds he refers to as homegrown, offering only emergency food and shelter to those he referred to as inbound, especially a small cohort he described as north-south travelers. He also advised agencies to increase specialization to avoid duplicating services. Libby Guthrie, the director of the Mendocino County AIDS and Viral Hepatitis Network, said she believes all the agencies are looking forward to providing services at the day center that Redwood Community Services is planning to open on South State Street in Ukiah.
I also want to say I don't know any agency in this community that spends their very scarce resources on the north and south traffic or the tram rents. And I know that McCavin doesn't, and I doubt very seriously that any other nonprofit that's been working in this community a long time is doing that.
Marbot said he knew of three organizations that do serve out-of-towners, mostly by giving them food. Camille Schrader, the director of RCS, took issue with Marbot's assertion that much of the decision-making around homelessness has not been strategic. Marbot distinguishes between tactics, or standalone solutions based on anecdote, and strategies, which, according to his report, are based on data. Here, Schrader is talking about the plans for the upcoming day shelter.
That is and was a strategic plan. It's written and it's publicly documented at the city. As soon as this winter is over, we will initiate our plan, and all of the partners together, all of the players, are going to, we hope, be able to bring their supports and services. And just as you said, the goal is, if it's 188, if it's 300, person by person by person by person, we take a look at what they need, and we do everything we desperately can, all of us in this room, all of the people who are here to support, to not enable, but to support them into housing, employment, and the quality of life.
Marbit made a total of 28 recommendations, none of which the county is obliged to follow. One is addressing the issue of stolen shopping carts, which he described as encampments on wheels. Retired social worker and psychotherapist Susan Knopf addressed the supervisors after Marbit's presentation on Tuesday.
I see people who have grocery carts as the most vulnerable and the most mentally ill for the most part. And I see their grocery carts as a metaphor for themselves. And they are trying to hold it together. And it's leaking out the bottom, and it's coming out the sides, and it's blowing off the top. And as try as I might, I cannot imagine approaching someone to make them give up their grocery cart and put all their stuff on the ground and having that come out well.
At the end of Thursday's presentation, Ann Mulgard, the head of Health and Human Services, said the process of creating a consensus around the issue of homelessness is starting now.
Now comes the real work, which you are invited to participate in.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.